This is VOA News. They are remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. authorities said Sunday they have identified Anthony Quinn Warner, age 63, as the man who blew up a motorhome at dawn on Christmas Day in Nashville, Tennessee. DNA testing showed his remains were present in the wreckage. U.S. Attorney Donald Cochran said at a news conference Sunday that Warner is believed to have acted alone. He said authorities have not determined a motive. One theory is that the explosive was meant to damage communications networks. The motorhome was parked near an AT&T communications building when the bomb went off. Telecommunications services in several states were briefly interrupted as a result of the blast. The explosion damaged dozens of buildings and sent three people to the hospital with what police said were non-critical injuries. With the clock ticking toward a potential U.S. government shutdown, President Donald Trump on Sunday signed a $2.3 trillion spending bill, which he had previously criticized as a disgrace. The plan includes $900 billion for coronavirus relief. The rest is for government spending through next September. The president criticized the bill after it had been passed in the House and the Senate, capping months of negotiations between lawmakers. The bill was flown from Washington to Mr. Trump's Mar-a-Lago club in Florida to be available for the president to sign. Without Mr. Trump's signature or passage of a stopgap measure to fund operations, a partial government shutdown would have begun shortly after midnight on Monday. Increased unemployment benefits and eviction protections for Americans whose income was affected by the coronavirus pandemic expired early on Sunday. Mr. Trump had sharply criticized the legislation for including a $600 one-time stimulus payment for Americans. He said they should get more. This is VOA News. China expressed anger on Monday after President Trump signed into law those measures to further bolster support for Taiwan and Tibet. They were included in the measures that he signed on Sunday evening, the $2.3 trillion pandemic aid and spending package. The United States has stepped up its backing for Chinese-claimed Taiwan and its criticism of Beijing's rule in remote Tibet. This further strains a relationship under intense pressure over trade, human rights, and other issues. The Taiwan Assurance Act of 2020 and Tibetan Policy and Support Act of 2020 each contain language that makes clear U.S. support for Taiwan's participation in United Nations bodies and regular arms sales. And on Tibet, the act says sanctions should be put on Chinese officials who interfere in the selection of the successor to the exiled spiritual leader, the Dalai Lama. Speaking in Beijing, a spokesman for the Chinese Foreign Ministry said China was, quote, resolutely opposed to both acts. The Taiwanese presidential office, however, welcomed the U.S. move. China regards Taiwan as Chinese sovereign territory. Sudan's official news agency, SUNA, says Sudan will send troop reinforcements to the south of Darfur region after 15 people were killed in tribal clashes. The governor of South Darfur state, Moussa Mahdi, announced, quote, the deployment of a large number of military forces in order to arrest those involved in the clashes and to collect the arms. SUNA quoted Mahdi as saying, quote, the era of reconciliation conferences is over and the era of implementing the law has started. A local official also cited by the agency said a dispute between the Masalit and the Falata tribes in the Gureta area had led to armed clashes in which two members of the Falata were killed. The Falata mounted reprisal attacks that left 13 dead and 34 wounded among the Masalit. According to SUNA, SUNA did not specify when the violence broke out. Gureta has been the frequent scene of deadly clashes between the rival tribes over the past 2 years, but this was the first since a reconciliation meeting held in October. The news comes less than a week after the United Nations Security Council agreed to end the UN and African Union's long-running peacekeeping mission in Darfur. It's known as UNAMID. When its mandate expires on December 31st, the withdrawal of UNAMID, deployed since 2007, it will begin January 1st and is expected to be completed by June 30th. That mission had 16,000 peacekeepers at its peak. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News.